Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Take off your underwear.
Only if you want to get pregnant. And this woman's been pregnant a lot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. She's very susceptible to the pregnancy.
Heather, we make fun of how many kids you have, but I really do not know. Is it 5 or 6?
It's 6.
6. And how old's the youngest now?
10.
Okay, God.
And the oldest?
Are you kidding me? I remember you being pregnant, walking around the funny bone, and that was 10 years ago? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's nuts. Yeah. I know. She just turned 10 last Wednesday. I always get stumped when they ask what their birthday. I'm like, I don't know. It changes like every 3 weeks. It's like our third one during this quarantine. It's like the third birthday.
How old is the oldest
one?
How old's the oldest one now?
He's 22.
Okay. Is he out of the house?
No.
Okay. So
no.
Okay.
No.
So 22. I forgot the old. So and you're right. So you had 3 birthdays so far during the quarantine.
Yeah, it's nuts. We just keep giving him IOUs. The Easter Bunny died. We have to tell him.
How many cars do you have cluttering up the street?
Cars?
Well, yeah.
Right now it's 3, and then I rented a dumpster, so that's been sitting driveway.
Did you put wheels on it or what?
But yeah. No, like clearing out, like, but. But we got it like that. We're only supposed to get it for a week, but they've been really cool. If they don't need it, they're not going to rush you on it. So I just haven't called them. But now it just looks like the very white trash of Dundee.
That's an area of Omaha, by the way. Are you moving or just throwing a lot of stuff out?
Or did you just
No. We're just keeping the kids busy. Like it's clearing everything out.
Got it. That's good. Yeah, rent the dumpster.
Yeah, it's time to.
So 6 kids, a dumpster in Dundee.
There's some pandemic fun, kids. Just rent yourself a dumpster. Give me something to do.
Does your husband work from home or is he out of work right now? What's the story on that?
No, he's actually, no, we're lucky. He's still working. But he goes into an office where everybody else is working from home. And he does video editing, so he's very much in isolation.
Oh, good. So he gets to leave the house then?
He gets to leave the house, and I'm so mad about that. He's listening right now on his way to his paradise. And I'm so jealous. We fight so much. I just, like, I want to stab him every time. It's like misery. Pobbleless legs.
And she says that with a smile. I want to stab him with a big smiley voice.
Okay, now
do you get out of the house
at all? Give us the ages again. You 22 and 10 are the
oldest.
22,
17, 16, 13, 11, and 10.
Oh my God! All in one house. All in one house during the quarantine. How are you staying sane? Obviously, your husband just.
No, I'm not. I've been in quarantine for like 4 years, so they're just squatting. They're just working on my time.
Yeah,
I've got nothing done. The laundry is insane. One of our the clothes washer broke, so we just that cost like 2 kids worth of a stimulus check to get replaced. I'm so pissed.
Your stimulus. 2 kids worth of stimulus to get it fixed. Heather Jones with us. She's a comedian friend of ours living here in Omaha. So are all the kids in school then still online?
Yeah, they're all still in school. They're still in school, but like my husband and I are way more disorganized with the emails than the kids are. Like the kids are on it and they have their own, like, thank God.
Yeah.
Like we don't have that gene. But my daughter, she's missed a bunch of Zoom calls. So I forgot about that. Like they're thinking, they're doing the work, but they're not syncing up with like the social interaction.
Yeah,
because they're timed on everything else. You know, they're like, well, I've been waiting like 8 hours to get on.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I look at our personal email once in a while, and I just randomly shout stupid stuff. And I saw, hey Ryder, where's that homework? I saw an email. He goes, I sent it in, Dad. Shut up. I'm thinking, okay, you're right. So they're not. they're doing their crap, and I'm not paying attention, you know. So I'm pretty much trying to stay out of it. Trying to stay out of it. Yeah. All right. So
I know. The more I interfere, the more the teachers just get annoyed with us. Like my husband responded to one of the teachers going, "We have to cross-reference like the names because the teachers communicate directly, which is wonderful." By the way, I love the teachers. I feel like such a bad crap parent normally. Like I'm not, you know. Like, I just assume, like, listen, my best is that I'll just stay out of your way and I'll always stick up for the teachers when the kids complain about something at school at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I always stick for the teachers, too, right? Because I know.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm doing, even though I don't communicate that or communicate to anybody, I'm very pro-teacher. But, like, you know, that some emails will come and you have to, like, look at their schedules. They're like, I don't even know what kid. There's, like, 5 documents I have to cross-reference. The names and teachers, and then the schools aren't always on the thing. So then, but that's still an us problem. Like I still take it's the fact that we haven't done that. I'm still kind of embarrassed to even admit. But then
you're like anybody else, but you're like fivefold. You got 6 kids at home. Now is a 22-year-old helping at all?
Oh God,
bad question.
We were all 22 once. We would have been worthless.
That's the sound of a nerve being hit. Yeah. Right there.
Is a 22-year-old a boy or a girl? I forget.
He's a boy.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He ain't helping. 22-year-old boy don't care about anything, man.
Yeah. No, he's giving me crap. Like last day, this is so he's helping with actual, like, we're setting up chore lists and we're trying to get the house in actual, like, working order because there's nothing else to do except finally, like, fulfill my one dream to get this house, like, in gear.
Right.
And so, but now he's like, okay, for this size family, we need these many calories per month, and like he's putting numbers to it. I'm like, oh, if I had realized half this stuff, none of you would be alive right now. So just appreciate my lack of attention to detail a little bit. No way.
You mean protection.
But then they all like cripe on my habits. Like I can't drink like the Diet Coke, you know, like I can't drink. Like, I'm just, you like, little jerks, just be happy I'm not on heroin right now. Or putting you something other than melatonin without you knowing.
This is a bad time to look at somebody and judge what they're drinking right now because
are you drinking again? Yes. Transcendental meditation with them and yoga, and they're fighting me on everything.
All right.
But so they're driving each other crazy.
Yeah, you're not.
But
drinking?
I think me.
Yeah.
Did you say drinking?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you drinking?
Oh. No, not drinking.
Okay.
But really?
Oh, you're...
Mama's got her medicine.
Oh, okay. Mama's got her medicine. Okay, that's fine. No Diet Coke,
that's
but
stupid, okay?
fire up the bomb.
The one thing I prepped for, that was that.
Well, good. You got to have some kind of escape.
She's going crazy. You can hear it in her, hear it in her cackle.
Hey. Oh, my God. It's the lack of sleep. The sleep is I can't get anything done during the day, so I stay up all night. And then I'm tired, and then they're waking me up like every 2 hours with something, or they're trying to. So they give me crap on my sleep schedule, and it's like it's always been like this, but it's even more so during this time, which I think is like a boot camp in like, you know, we're Swiss Family Wilderness, but like stuck inside.
Is your husband staying at work extra long? Does that get extra work?
No, I won't let him. No, I've got to pack. I'm still like pinging him. Like you're up.
Well, you'll have plenty of material for the stage, Jen. Once this is all over, you know, you can think about that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Are you getting out of the house to fetch food or shop or anything, or is that all in your husband?
No, I'm not. No, that's a scary thing. I mean, that's scary going shopping. So, like, there's one designated person for, you know, we have like a bubble boy in the house with asthma. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so it's just like you have to watch out. So no, we have a shopping person, but I am the one that when the breakdown with one another, I have to take them for separate rides. So there's like a lot of cruising with the kids.
Got it.
Which is fun to do because I miss driving.
Get out of the house. I got that. Yeah. All
right. Yeah. So I think when like you see like a lot of people driving around, I'm like, oh, people are just escaping. You can't go anywhere.
No, you're right. Fine. I kind of give people a benefit of the doubt when I see them in a car because I'm thinking maybe they're just driving around too. You know, some people are going to work.
Yeah. All the excuse signs I want to have. Like when I go shopping, like, no, I'm not hoarding. This is the normal stuff I buy every time I go.
That's right. Because you have 6 kids.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We have to cut it down in half so it doesn't look suspicious. Like I don't want to get as like.
I never thought about that. Yeah, you pile it up for the toilet paper. You'll use it all
because you need it.
Yeah, you got eight asses to wipe right there, man.
Right. I want to be a prepper now, for sure. Like,
there's that cackle again. It's a crazy cackle. Heather,
it's just
stay
nuts.
Stay
thank
safe.
You so much
stay
for,
safe. We'll reach back. We'll
yeah,
reach,
thanks for having me on.
I think we
thanks.
Need to check in
it's been nice
with
to
her
talk to another human being
more often.
Yeah,
yeah. I think she's dangerous.
Yeah, she all needs more welfare checks.
Look at that.
You can hear the madness.
Thank yep. you, Heather. Love you.
All right,
Heather.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Take care.
She was pregnant 10 years ago?
Well, she was pregnant all the time.
I know.
But for about 12 years, she was pregnant all the time.
Would you? I know Nick knows her better than we do probably because of the comedy club, but the fact is, did you remember? Would you have guessed it was 10 years ago?
I was going to say six.
I would have said something like seven. That. Yeah. Five, six, seven. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I would have said the same. Yeah, and that's just that's
she was
laugh.
Pregnant all the time for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now she's laughing like a crazy woman.
Yeah, that's the
that's freight. Not new.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's not. It's not.
I was going to say, we just noticed that
but
now.
But I think it's hyped up now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the freight ends of sanity.
Mama's got her medicine. Mama's got her medicine. Mother's little helper, Craig.
Yeah. Everybody needs it.
Yeah, they do, man.
Some people think they don't.
Yeah, you do. It's tough for people that are trying to quit drugs and alcohol at this point in their life.
Picked the wrong week.
Yeah. We haven't had that call yet either, by the way. I really want that call. I
mean, someone who fell off the wagon?
No, not so much that. We'll take that call. That'd be more fun. But a person that really was thinking, hey, listen, this is the I'm going to quit smoking dope or drinking booze or whatever. And all of a sudden the pandemic hit. They said, you know, it'll wait.
No.
You know?
I'll stop for a day and feel like I need a chip or something. Yeah, like, is that like a one-day chip? I did it.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
We'll pat you on the back.
Yeah.
I saw an email from or a note somewhere from someone who was complaining that they had used up the last little bit of what little bit of stash they had.
Okay.
And now they were curious, well, now how do I? Now what am I going to do?
No, you got to get some more.
Yeah, but that would involve not social distancing.
What would you do?
Yeah.
Well, can't you leave a bag of money out?
And the guy drops off a bag? I would assume that he could figure something out, but
my favorite part
is what he's dealing with right
Nick,
now.
Nick
you do the blind drop.
Nick said his current stash makes him a little bit too paranoid. He can't wait to smoke through it to get other ones. Instead of just stopping now and getting more, you're just going to smoke through this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's money. I get that, yeah.
No, it's probably about time.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes in the little grinder, sometimes like the different kinds will get mixed up.
Oh, okay. A little suicide, huh?
Every once in a while, I'll get one that'll,
A little suicide joint.
Mm-hmm. You know, just induce anxiety attacks. Yeah. But I'm kind of prone to those to begin with.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Do you really need the grinder?
Yeah.
I know it's a nice toy, but I find if you just stuff the bud in the pipe, it lights up well enough.
There you go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, puss. But- I brought it up.
I think
though.
The grinder helps a lot.
I brought it up. I brought it up.
I think I need to smoke more.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit too paranoid now. I need to get high.
I was looking on Amazon the other day.
It was yesterday's conversation.
Yeah, plow through it.
Tuning in, by the way, it was yesterday's conversation.
For a grinder. And it was a seed grinder. I want to grind up flaxseed and coffee and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And most of the grinders that popped up were marijuana grinders.
Yep.
Otherwise, there were coffee grinders, but there were a bunch of marijuana grinders mixed in. And I've never felt the need to buy one of those. And there was a time where I wanted all the paraphernalia.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to have it all. But, you know, I can bust up the bud with my hands.
You the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it gets your fingers get all sticky. I don't know. You just... I'm going to go home and smoke. I have to go to the other job. I can't go home and get that.
Now you're talking to yourself into going in sick.
I took the day off from there tomorrow.
Did you really?
We've been slow.
Okay, good.
Because we send a lot of prescriptions out to nursing homes and stuff, and those people aren't going to the doctor.
And they're dying.
Unless it's like essential.
Yeah, got it. They're not, is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. So there would be a lot of, you know, they'd be getting new prescriptions and stuff, but now they're not going to the doctor unless, you know, something's really
wrong. No, they're doing the telehealth or, you know, just over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't going to the hospital or to the doctor when they should be.
Yeah, because they're afraid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and sometimes I think they're actually being considerate. They don't want to overwhelm the system. They don't think they're that sick.
That too, right?
And they are.
Yeah, they are.
Oh. Right. Yeah,
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It is comedian George Lopez's birthday today.
Love talking to him. He's always cool with us.
Yeah, he's always a good conversation. Yeah,
he really is.
Remember he told the story about passing out at the casino table?
Oh, at
table?
The casino, yeah.
That was great.
Well, he just got busted for that.
He just got busted.
Some kind of trouble.
And he leaned into it with us. He said,
he did.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I drink too much.
He was great. So this is over under, huh? Or is it who's older?
It's also Valerie Bertinelli's birthday.
Ooh.
You may remember her from One Day at a Time.
Yep. Married Eddie Van Halen.
Or banging Eddie Van Halen.
I still think I think he's older.
Who's older, Valerie Bertinelli or George Lopez?
You could be sucking us in, but I think Lopez is older.
Does Valerie Bertinelli still have a show on the Cooking Channel or the Food Network?
Food Network, I think so.
They all go over to her house.
Valerie Bertinelli is probably 57. And I think Lopez is a little older than that.
I want to agree with Tyler, and I don't like that.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Lopez, too.
I'm going to go Bertinelli.
Uh-oh. You're playing that game.
Yep.
That phony game we hate on this show.
Contrarian.
Just to
I have no idea.
Take another side just to win.
Well, see, it would be a big win.
It would be a big win.
George Lopez is 59.
We won this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe we didn't. Because Bertinelli, One Day at a Time, she was like 14 or 15 when she started on that show, and it started in the early 70s, so she might be 60. We might have lost this, Nick, you dumbass. Go ahead.
Valerie Bertinelli was born in 1960. She is 60 today.
Yeah.
Wow. Screw you, Nick.
He just did that because we were working it out. He said, oh,
screw you,
I don't want to work hard.
He wanted the solo hit.
He did.
They got it.
See, this is why I don't like agreeing with Tyler.
I worked it out in my head, and I thought about that.
I know, and I bought into it.
But I thought about that more and more, you know. Although she was a teenager when One Day at a Time started. One Day at a Time started in probably 74, 75.
Right, next time, think a little quicker, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that feels good.
Shut up. Shut up. Get your grinder and go smoke your weed. Stoner.
I hope the paranoia really kicks in tonight.
Yeah. It won't, because he won this battle. He's going to be happy all day.
Oh, it will.
That's right.
I'll be like, my arm. You're like, oh, that's right. I'm baked. It's fine.
Just remember that you
won. I hope you don't remember
that. You won who's older.
I hope my wife gets to look at her and be like, do I look like I'm going to have a heart attack? And she'll be like, no. I'm like, okay, we're good.
Do I look stoned? Yes.
Everybody loves Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
He was a guest Wednesday on Will Smith's new Snapchat series, Will From Home. He was answering kids' questions about the coronavirus. And
that's,
a seven-year-old.
That's what he does for a living, by the way, from his boss. He answers kids' questions about coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a seven-year-old.
Big dumb kid asks him questions.
I heard somebody describe the boss as he was particularly bitchy one day that his diaper was full.
It could be.
Yeah.
And a seven-year-old asked him about the tooth fairy.
He said he's dead.
And Dr. Fauci said, No, the tooth fairy is immune to the COVID-19. Go ahead and put your missing tooth under the pillow. Don't worry about it. It's all good. That's nice.
Unless the dad forgot, and then he wakes up, and the tooth fairy is dead.
Yeah.
You know,
there's no money in it.
Yeah, but I expect better out of a scientist.
Right.
Unless dad has to swing by the ATM early in the morning and go back home.
Right. It's time to set that kid straight.
Really?
No,
it's not. It's not Fauci's job.
Kids are in school now. The tooth fairy's alive and well.
Yeah, it's Fauci's job to make everybody feel fine.
Right.
Well,
no,
make the kids feel fine.
Yeah, it's his job to correct whatever his boss said. That's his job right now.
Every time.
It turns into that.
Every time.
We've done that where the tooth fairy forgot to show up and then used. They end up hiding it at a different spot. You'd be like, oh, why don't you look harder?
Oh, yeah.
And then the kid feels like a dumbass.
He does, because but the tooth fairy, it's always under the pillow, so you're lying to the kid.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing's
a lie.
What is the tooth fairy payout these days? I realize
it's like it probably varies. Like $5.
Yeah, household to household.
Yeah, it's five. It's probably, yeah.
It depends. When my daughter had a couple teeth pulled, and that was, I think she got like $20 total, but that was like 10 a tooth. That was a traumatic circumstance.
Right, yeah. You got a pony up.
And the tooth fairy knew that.
Yeah. It also depends on what's on hand. Cash on hand.
There's that.
Yeah.
What's in the tooth fairy's pocket?
Tooth fairy's going to need change.
Well, there's not as much cash around the house as there used to be. Yep. Still,
tooth fairy needed weed.
Right?
So there's not much left for
what
you.
What are you going to do?
Well, and kids don't take cards.
No, they don't.
Venmo?
Yeah.
Venmo, yeah.
Tooth Fairy on Venmo.
Tooth Fairy has a Venmo account.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.